Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Wherever you are, whenever you are listening, thank you so much for making this part of your day today. My name's Parker Kern, here as most of the time with my good friend, our pastor, Father Jeff McBeth. Father, what's up?
Oh, just looking forward to settling into summer.
I know. It's officially begun now.
I know.
Memorial Day has passed us.
Yes.
And now
it's nice to get outside. I think a lot of people did that. I know I did. Got to be outside for a while.
Mm-hmm. It was, yes.
It was surprisingly nice, considering the cooler weather.
Well, I don't know, yeah, what's going on with all this.
But it was a nice little day.
Yeah. I mean, even today, 71's the high, but cloudy.
Is it today?
Yeah.
I've not been outside. It doesn't
seem
like it. But, I just slave away in here.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, yesterday was 62.
Gotcha.
So we made some improvements.
Good.
It's just been so cloudy. It just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's this front that's just like sitting over us from the lake.
Mm, yeah.
So it's, you know, darn lake.
I know. You got to take with the good with the bad. You know,
I know. I
had 9 years of lakeside living.
So, well, that's true. Yeah. You were very used to it probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember one year. It might have been after the polar vortex winter, one of them, and it was like,
oh,
so it was later in May, but it was like, I don't know, the high was like, I don't know, like 80 or 85 or something. I'm like, I'm gonna take a walk on the pier. I haven't done that in forever. So I put shorts on and everything, and I walked down the pier, but it's like stepping into an ice box because the water was still so cold.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, we're gonna turn around,
grab my North Face. Yeah.
So it wasn't gonna happen.
That's
rest in peace. Is that no longer a company? North Face.
Oh, no, North Face is a company. I was just saying rest in peace to your experience.
Oh, gotcha.
As in, like, it was a good, we had a good run, but we're going to put it to rest.
Gotcha. Yeah, but,
no,
you know,
I hope North, no.
I wasn't, you know, companies come and go.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So, and I can't keep up on all the trendy gear.
That's okay. Honestly, yeah. I'm more of a Columbia guy now.
Mm-hmm. Although, just for fun, sometimes when, especially younger people ask where I get my, like, pre-shirts, I tell them Lululemon. So they think, really? I'm like, no, I don't think they have those there.
Well, there you go. I've seen some credit card transactions come up for Lululemon.
There you
so
go.
You got a buyer there, I guess. fellow buyer.
That's right.
And then I see the returns, and I'm like, oh, well, it must not have fit. So
yeah.
You have problems with Lululemon stuff fitting you? No?
I've never had anything. I'll put it this way. I've never had anything not fit.
There you go. There you go, Father. All right. Well, that's good. Nothing hasn't fit from
that's right.
Lulu. As I like to say, Lululemon, just because I'm like, well, all the people that shop there probably would want it to be said like that anyways.
Right. But yeah, undoubtedly.
Lululemon. Lululemon.
That's
it just
right.
Sounds more.
That's right.
You know.
It's like when I was one year in, this reminded me when I was in grade school and playing CYO basketball, and I got the award at the end of the year for least foul shots missed.
Least foul. They had an award for least foul shots missed.
Oh, well, I didn't take any.
Oh, I was going to say, like, did you?
No, it was the same amount of as foul shots made.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand that's about.
I'm sure the rest of the kids just knew better than to foul me. I'm sure that's what happened.
Hack a Jeff. It was a Hack a Jeff time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you good at free throws? Was that, did they not want you to shoot because you were really good?
I just think I never got fouled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well. What position were you?
I was like more like a guard. I was
yeah.
I was really not down low too much. So
yeah, me either. I was.
That's where that's where all the action takes
place.
Do
you have some mad handles? Did you handle the ball really well?
No.
Like dribbling and stuff.
Yeah. See, when I was in high school, we called it grips.
Grips. Oh, grip it and rip it. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know,
you.
I was not a starter.
Okay.
I'll put it that way.
So you weren't like white chocolate or anything.
No.
Like Jason Williams?
Then? Yeah, no.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. I mean, maybe we...
Yeah.
Okay. You rode the pine.
Yeah, well, it was CYO, so they got us in.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have to.
You know,
right?
So,
yeah. To play
everybody. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I had a similar experience. I actually started my CYO basketball career as a power forward because I was very big.
Well.
As in, I, like the height I am today... I was that height in fifth grade.
Well,
so I was like,
thought you were doping or
something. Yeah, I was like Hakeem Olajuwon down there. I mean, just dunking on. Okay, maybe I was
waving your finger.
Yeah. No, not
my house.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But it turned out that everybody started growing then, and they all eclipsed me.
Well,
and then now I'm playing with a bunch of 6'2", 6'5" guys,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to shift to guard," and I'm like, "Okay."
Mm-hmm.
So, but I couldn't really bring up the ball that well.
Mm, gotcha.
I didn't like the pressure of being the point guard, so
yeah.
I just ended up getting a really good jump shot and became a shooting guard.
There you go.
So I was always an undersized shooting guard, but I still go hoop at the community center from from time to time. Oh yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Well, Marissa played in high school. Oh okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a recreational player.
Yeah.
I don't go for blood because people would kill me.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. But I play for fun.
Yeah.
And I could still splash some threes every once in a while. So
I did a couple times a week when I was in seminary.
Nice.
Down in the gym. I was just smaller than regulation size.
Yeah.
Which when we went to like seminary tournaments, like it was like, this is a big court. But it was really just standard.
Yeah, just a 94.
We just weren't used to it.
Yeah.
And the out of bound was the wall because there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Like a grade school gym.
Yeah. It was all just for fun. Unfortunately, just when my game was like coming together and I had some pointers from a friend of mine from Norwalk, started to develop like knee problems and stuff.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So I had to give it up. So it was very sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, our basketball woes.
There's not many woes. I mean, you won an award.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't think I won any awards. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a sympathy award.
Probably.
You know, they gave an award to everybody and they had to come up with something for me. Least free throws missed. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's not nothing.
Well, yeah. Well, I was watching the game the other night, the NBA game. Just probably guys a little bit better than we were.
Yeah.
And
just hit their growth spurt later.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But anyways, there was a guy that was 12 for 12 from the free throw line in the game. So I didn't know if...
They're professionals.
Well, right. But I didn't know if you were just like a machine at the free throw line and that maybe you had like 96% or something.
No.
But,
yeah, the joke, the certificate had some irony attached.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as it didn't make you cry when you were a kid.
No, I didn't. I didn't wipe my tears with it.
You just like... You just left it.
I appreciated it.
I'm done.
That's
I'm hanging up the
end one. It was all in good fun. I forget what year that was. So it might have been eighth grade. Yeah.
That was always that was a formative year. I remember we were like, we can win it all this year. And then we went like 1-10 or something.
Maybe that's what you meant by it all.
You've won the game of life.
We can win a game this year.
Yeah. You go to high school without any athletics. Yeah. You don't play any sports because, it was good time. So I just became a mascot instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Worked out for me.
Yeah, true. You know, same spirit, different gifts.
Amen. So Memorial Day, Father, you do anything fun?
No, just kind of hung outside, took a walk.
Yeah.
Did a couple things around the yard.
Cool.
Painted my front door a third time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's like a blue gray.
Okay.
It was just time. Yeah, I think the sun just beats up. So it didn't look bad from the street, but when you came up to it, you're like, this is kind of seeing better days.
Nice.
And so I kind of gave myself a little fun project. I don't really get to do many paint projects.
That's cool.
It's kind of nice to do that once in a while.
I didn't know you painted.
Doors.
Doors. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah.
Paint doors. Okay.
But I haven't painted anything for a while. There was one summer I was in college. I actually worked at St. Rose in their maintenance department. And I did that for two summers, and there was a lot of painting, like the whole school. Mm. And I got really good at it. You know, could do even like trim work with my left hand.
Oh, you could cut.
Without any tape. Like,
wow.
I know, I got really good, but that was a long time ago. It was like half a lifetime ago or more.
Oh. They should probably give you a... 20. They should probably give you a award for least cuts missed.
Yes.
As in, you missed none because you're so good at it.
Yeah, but for that, I actually painted.
It's true.
As opposed to the free throws.
You actually did something.
In which I didn't take one.
That's true.
You know?
Technicality.
Yeah. I actually did a lot of actual painting, not just
good for you.
Theoretical.
Well, again, more painting than I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
I have done, probably.
Yeah.
I don't think I have. I've painted some, but you're an expert. Maybe I need to learn from you.
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when the door needs painted. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
Well, that's good, Father. I'm glad you
figured three times was sufficient.
Yeah, yeah. Third time.
I was like, I'm not doing this a fourth time.
Well, you know, there's a lot of symbolism and,
it's very Trinitarian.
Faith. Right,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess four could be like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John or something. But
well, we'll see if you need that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just do one coat or two coats?
Well, one coat each, but like three times.
Okay. So you just you didn't double coat it this time?
No, and I probably should have in hindsight.
Mm.
You know? When I went with the little roller, because I could see the brush strokes.
Oh, you got the four inch roller.
So I got the little mini roller.
Oh, baby.
And afterwards, I'm like, I probably could have gone over it a second time.
Yeah.
But I was just sort of done.
Well,
I was just sort of done by then.
Yeah.
So at this point, it is what it is.
You had project fatigue. I get it.
Yeah, I did. It's ended okay. up with project fatigue.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, anyways, well, Father, we are on to celebrating the Ascension of the Lord this week.
Yeah, a few other things just to maybe highlight. So we do have photo directory slots available through June 4th. That's our last day. Now, we can open up more if some interest is there, but for right now, the last spots are run through June 4th, so please do sign up. You know, again, we've been talking about this
not
since
that
we're blue in the face, but, you know, just, yeah, we'd love to see you. We'd love to see you in there. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Get it done.
Get it done. Vacation Bible School registration is by the 2nd, so that's Monday. So get it in by Monday. Be a great time. I learned just maybe a day or two that there are still some spots for some Catholic Youth Summer Camp. So the week we're going, for junior high students, week 8, it's late July. There are still some spots for boys and girls, at least the other day there was. You can still join our group. It'll be awesome. We have a discount code for parishioners and registration info, so you can see Sarah about that or ask me if you have any questions. There's a few other weeks that have some openings, so if you're still thinking about Catholic Youth Summer Camp, just hit the website or see us, because there still are a few select spots
Wonderful.
Available.
Great.
Yeah.
Favorite week of the year.
Exactly. It's coming up.
Coming up soon, baby.
It's great. Yeah, last year, week 8 was like one of those heat dome weeks when it was like 100 degrees every day.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that like it's not going to be a repeat where week 8 will be ungodly hot.
If it just keeps going the way it is now, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hopefully.
So, yeah. So yeah, the Ascension. Mm-hmm. So, of course, as a lot of people know, it should be Thursday.
Right.
That's 40 days after Easter. And you know, people always ask me about that. I think different provinces, it must have been years ago, decades ago, kind of set their own thing. So if you live like in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, or Nebraska, you will be celebrating the Ascension this Thursday, which is the appropriate day. Everywhere else in our country, a long time ago, their bishop conferences voted to move it to Sunday. So that's what we're doing. So if you're listening to this, when it comes out on Thursday morning, you've not missed the Ascension.
Wow.
Don't run over here for an Ascension Mass. You can still run. Speaking of, though, I also wanted to say, especially during the summertime, people are maybe have a little bit more freedom, no kids, whatnot. We do have Mass every day in our day chapel from 9 to 9, from Monday to Thursday. And it's a weekday, so it's a little short. It's like 25 minutes. So there's once in a former parish, I was heading down the aisle, and someone really excited, like, "Hey, I heard the weekday Masses are shorter. Like, they don't count. It's, you know, it's a weekday." So yeah, it's not like it takes an hour, but it's a nice little Mass. So it's Monday to Thursday at 9. And then Wednesdays from 1 to 1:30, we have Eucharistic Adoration with the staff. Other people you've probably seen are invited to come by, and people do that. So maybe look out for one of those two things over the summer. So in any case, the Ascension of the Lord this Sunday. So interestingly, part of our accounting of the Ascension comes from the first reading from Acts of the Apostles. Mm-hmm. But we do also then, you know, hear a little bit about it in our gospel as well, which is Luke 24, verses 46 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. actually read a really interesting commentary the other day. I think it was Dr. John Bergsma, who said that the first part of our gospel, he believes, was actually part of Jesus's message to his disciples on that first Easter night. And we've heard a couple of times, you know, he goes through the locked door, says, "Peace be with you." He thinks this was all part of that conversation, you know, with them, especially since he's kind of unpacking the past, you know, things that he had witnessed. And then, as it says, then he led them out as far as Bethany. There's actually like the 40-day gap between Easter and Ascension in that time.
Oh.
You know, and that the gospel writers, you know, they only had so much like paper scroll. Yeah. You know, and so they weren't really as concerned with like timelines and everything. They were just trying to hit, they're trying to hit the highlights.
Wow.
You know, so halfway through what we have, Dr. Bergsma believes there's like that 40-day gap between the resurrection and ascension, you know, which is kind of wild. Yeah, it's an interesting idea. Because, yeah, one looks kind of more towards the past. And then, because it even says, you know, stay in the city until you were clothed with power from on high. And then, you know, he looks more to the future at the end, you know, as he departs from them. So, but of course, he didn't just like disappear. He ascended.
Right.
You know, and there's something, you know, to that, you know, even though heaven isn't, you know, a place in the solar system, universe, whatever you want. It's still, we always think of it as up, you know, and even if that's not a geographical thing, it's you know, there's a spiritual reality to that, that being the upwardness, you know, what's higher.
Right.
Which is a cool thought, you know, on the ascension.
Well, I feel like it would have been a little weird if he would have like went into the ground and just,
yeah,
like that probably wouldn't have,
yeah,
the imagery of that,
right,
probably wouldn't have been as good, but
right, yeah, the imagery and just the sort of the reality,
yeah,
you know, because he talked about, you know, he descended, you know,
right,
from heaven,
so that would mean he has to go back.
Yeah, exactly.
What back comes up, down must go back up.
Mm-hmm. Like, right, kind of the opposite of the
sort of, yeah,
what goes up must,
yeah,
come down.
Exactly.
You know,
that's why I had to think about it before I said it. I was like, okay, he's coming down,
that's right,
he's got to go back up.
Yeah, like that old blood sweat and tears song. You probably don't, what goes up must come down,
giving me a new,
yeah, that was a classic back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, not even my day, like my
before
parents' day.
Oh, so, okay.
So yeah, it's like from the 70s or something.
Oh, my favorite decade of music.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You should check it out.
I will.
So yeah, so right, so he descended from heaven, now ascends back to heaven.
Right.
Then of course we're waiting for the day that he comes back, you know.
Do you know when that's going to be,
second coming? It might be by June 4th when the photo directory is done. No.
Oh, all right.
I'm just kidding. No, well, of course she says all the time you don't know the day.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we always need to be ready. But of course, he has to ascend. You know, we even talked about this last week at Mass. You know, in order for Holy Spirit to come down, then, and to, teach us. You know, guide us. You know, lead us. You know, all those, re-enliven us, sanctify us. All things the Holy Spirit does. So the ascension, just like even last week with the sixth Sunday, it's still kind of looking ahead. You know, to the Holy Spirit, in celebration of Pentecost, which caps off the Easter season. That's what he says, like, behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. That's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, it's the promise of the Father, which is a cool way of looking at that as well.
And you could also argue it's like the promise of eternal life, the promise, yep, of all the things that they've sort of, the Trinity has sort of given us or unlocked, yep, for us.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, like when, like, for example, in the middle of the Lord's Prayer at Mass, you say, like, we await the blessed hope and the coming, mm-hmm, of our Savior Jesus Christ. Like, the blessed hope right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of, in my opinion, that word blessed hope, or those words, I guess,
right,
would be like the hope of, again, sort of looking to the future as if, you know, something good is going to happen for us. The promise that we've been made.
Yeah.
The covenant that's been made with all of us, and we're entrusted with sort of keeping and you know, applying in our own life, and then one day that becomes ours.
And that's what makes hope not just like optimism, or, you know, or even like wishful thinking.
Right.
Like it's based in in reality.
Right.
You know, and so, right, like Jesus came, he died, he rose, he ascended. And so that's a firm basis for hope.
Yeah.
You know, the cool thing with the ascension is that, like, just like in coming to earth, the incarnation, he took on our humanity. You know, with the ascension, he like brings our humanity up to the right hand of the Father.
Yep.
So if we're united with Christ, you know, part of his body, like in some way,
we're
already up there
directly
in some ways, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like really wild to think about.
Yeah. Agreed. I mean, what you were talking about with the hope there in terms of it not being like blind or, you know, like it's actually, we understand it's going to happen. Obviously, from what we've been told in the scriptures, what we see every day, you know, it's sort of bringing it back full circle to our basketball discussion earlier. It's like, you know, after you finish a game, maybe you go to the store with your mom and she says, "Oh, Jeff, if you play a good game today, if you don't miss any free throws, give you an ice cream bar." Mm-hmm. And you go to the store and you see that she has the ice cream bars in her cart. She puts them in the freezer when you get home. You go play your game, you come back, and you know, I mean, it's not like you're playing the game and you're hoping, I can't wait to have the ice cream bar later. But you know that it's going to be there for you waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she just said, "I might give you this if you don't," you know, it's like you understand that it's locked in.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, not to trivialize the ascension of the Lord. For crying
nice,
out loud.
Nice little analogy.
But, I mean, to bring it back, and it's like those things, you know, we make promises to, you know, our peers here on earth. We, you know, we've been part of those with people. And this is just such a much bigger promise that God has made to all of us. And, you know, the beauty of the ascension is that, like you said, we're connected to Christ. Christ is connected to the Father, and the Spirit sort of is still within all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, we have very direct connection and access to the Trinity.
Yeah, like I talked about last week, you know, just the indwelling of the Trinity, you know, as a source of our peace, which is what the kind of theme was, the source of really our life.
Yes, sir. Let's pray on
that. Yeah, name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, we thank you that... not only did you come to earth, but you also ascended from the earth to give us the source of our blessed hope. Help us to strive each day, to be mindful of our eternal destiny. We'll see you face to face, and all will be all. Help us to celebrate this ascension well, and let us remind us of the great dignity you have bestowed upon us. We love you, God. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love in the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father, thank you. Great show.
And thanks, Parker. Thanks, everybody. God bless you. And